I'm here in studio with a guest from our, I would say, our sister station, TIC, the Talking Information Center, and that's the new executive director, Jacqueline Porro. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You came right, you joined TIC, I think it was right at the end of August, and you jumped right in and took the reins and took off. It's been a pretty exciting ride. Now, for people that don't know a lot about TIC, and you probably just tell us your mission statement again.
We are a radio broadcast service for people who are of low vision and print impaired. Mm-hmm. And we bring news and magazines and radio plays with a human voice.
That's terrific. Now, I know that you don't probably have a typical background of some of the past executive directors we've had, and there have only been a handful in the past 45 plus years. You are also an attorney, and were a practicing attorney. Was it for 15 years?
Yes. I practiced for 15 years, focusing primarily in disability law.
And you also had a very strong drive to be involved in the nonprofit sector.
I did. I very much work well in a mission-driven environment.
Now, when you say mission-driven, tell our listeners exactly what that means.
So, in my practice as an attorney, I liked working for people and helping people. I was an advocate for many plaintiffs, and I found in transitioning to nonprofit leadership that working for a platform that advances people's rights and advocates for people is something that resonates well with me.
That's right. So you're really an advocate. I mean, there was a legal advocate part of it, and I'm sure that was a lot of paperwork and technicalities and things like that, but you were maybe getting more interested in being more in the people-driven part of it.
That's right.
So what has your experience been like so far at TIC? It's a lot to take in all at once. We have, what, over 200 volunteers that come
yes.
in to read. Everybody's got a different story, why they're there. So you're just getting to know some of those folks.
That's right. We have an amazing group of volunteers, and we have an amazing staff downstairs. They're experts in their field, really, and they make coming to work very enjoyable.
And it's wonderful. Like I said, a very small staff, professional staff, over 200 volunteer readers. What do they read? Do they just come in and read the paper every day, or they read more than that?
They read more than that. They do read the papers. They read the papers live every morning. We read a lot of community news and newsletters. We do a women's hour and a men's hour. We offer radio plays, which are live.
They're good.
Yes. Really exciting. We have the actors come into the studio and perform. It's really exciting work.
I've heard it described. And of course, you know, just for full disclosure, I am a volunteer. I've been with them since 1988. I can't believe I'm that old.
It's amazing.
But it's always, and I've seen how it has evolved, you know, getting the late to have the latest equipment, the latest technology, but always keeping the basic technology for a lot of the listeners who still listen via a special radio or receiver. So there's a lot of different ways to listen to TIC. You can get one of the special receivers to get the programming, but you can also go for the app, mm-hmm. on the phone. There's so many ways to access it. So that's very exciting for you to step in at a time of tremendous growth and opportunity.
That's right. Yes, for sure.
Now, when we talk about low vision communities, that's something I think maybe a lot more people can relate to, because not everybody knows somebody who's blind, but I think almost everybody knows someone who has maybe gotten older and they're starting to become part of that low vision community.
That's right. It's a very special community, because people who start to go into the low vision area in older age did not have the benefit of understanding or learning how to navigate with low vision.
That's right.
It's very difficult.
And I know in the past, we've been able to have some of the special low vision meetings actually at TIC, real person to person. So
yes.
Is that something you think you might be getting involved in again?
Yes, I would love to grow that again. And we have already been visiting low vision support groups in the local area. We've been to Norwell. We've been to Hingham. We've met some amazing people.
Now, as you had mentioned a little bit off air, you think you probably also have some listeners of what they would call the print impaired community.
That's
How
right.
would you define that?
So print impairment, it encompasses a large variety of people. It can be people who are unable to read, actually illiterate. It can be people who are dyslexic and have trouble reading. It can be people who have Parkinson's or ALS and find it difficult to hold the print.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a large variety of people that we want to know that TIC exists and can come into their homes and they can listen to the human voice.
Over the years, I've had the opportunity to meet some of the people that actually listen to TIC, and it's interesting how many of them have told me that they have TIC on in their home literally 24 hours a day. It's a lifeline, mm-hmm. and it's a friend. And I think that that still would hold true today.
I think so, absolutely.
If people want to find out more about how they can listen to TIC or about what you do or read some of your wonderful newsletters, what's the best way? What, tell us about your website or Facebook page.
Yes, join our website, www.ticnetwork.org. You can also request to be on our newsletter on the website. We have on-demand listening on our website. It's a great way to get involved with us. You can also listen to us on our smart speakers and on a dial-in phone and on our special radios that we send out to families.
Why listen to anybody else? Okay, you got to listen to WATD a little bit here too. But Jacqueline, anything else you want to add about what's happening at TIC and your new leadership?
I'm just very excited to be joining the team. It's a strong team. It's a huge group of volunteers who make the mission possible. And I'm excited to be moving in the direction of gaining some visibility in the area.
That's terrific. Again, that's Jacqueline Porro, the new executive director of the Talking Information Center right here in Marshfield. We're going to put this interview up online, too, so people can take a listen to it as well. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.